So another sort of quality-related paper here. This is from, again, Annals of Surgical Oncology, Multidisciplinary Management of the Axilla. You have a lot of papers related to that. As you said, that is maybe the biggest issue. In patients with CT1, T2, N0 breast cancer undergoing primary mastectomy, results from prospective single institutional series. What'd you look at there?
Sure. So with the results of Z11 and several other prospective trials demonstrating that women who are found to have 1 to 2 positive sentinel lymph nodes, that axillary dissection can be avoided without increased rates of regional recurrence or changes in disease-free survival or overall survival. We have seen a real shift towards adoption of those data and avoiding axillary node dissection. But the majority of people treated in those trials received breast conservation therapy. In fact, in Z11, 100% of patients received breast conservation therapy. But in the other trials examining the axilla in that same setting, we have the International Breast Cancer Study Group trial, which looks at patients with micromets in 1 to 2 nodes. We have AMOROS, which looked at use of axillary radiotherapy versus axillary node dissection in women with 1 to 2 positive nodes, and several other studies. But the majority of women in all those studies had breast conservation therapy. Only about 15 to 20% had mastectomy. So there still is a real question out in the community as to what is the best management of the axilla in patients who have a mastectomy and have 1 to 2 positive sentinel nodes. And can we avoid axillary node dissection in that group, either in favor of observation or in favor of axillary radiotherapy in addition to PMRT if a patient is going to get PMRT. So that's really what AMOROS did, was AMOROS randomized patients to node dissection versus axillary radiotherapy in the context of comprehensive either chest wall radiotherapy after mastectomy or whole breast radiotherapy after breast conservation. So in our group, we were interested in thinking about an algorithm that would avoid patients getting both. So if a patient was taken to the operating room, going to have a mastectomy, found to have positive lymph nodes, if that was a patient that our radiation oncologists were going to recommend post-mastectomy radiotherapy for, then we wanted to take the opportunity to use AMOROS criteria and have that patient receive axillary radiation in the context of their PMRT, as opposed to dissecting their axilla and then having them go get PMRT. So we came together as a group and again considered what the criteria would be for our radiation oncologists to use PMRT in that population. And once we had that consensus as the surgical team, we said, okay, for these patients, we're no longer going to perform a frozen section on the sentinel node in the operating room, because we know that if our patients have 1 to 2 positive nodes, that there's a high probability they will receive post-mastectomy radiotherapy, and therefore they can receive axillary radiotherapy as opposed to axillary node dissection.